This is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living, sponsored by FMLS.
And welcome back to a second hour of Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton, and we are broadcasting from the North Atlanta Home Show, Infinite Energy Center. I'll be here until 6 o'clock, closing the place out, but of course tomorrow they'll be open, and tomorrow's hours are, I think, noon to 5. I'm just kind of making that up, but that does sound right. Okay, we're doing something a little different here on the Home Fix, I just called it the Home Fix It Show, on Atlanta Living, because, again, you know, last hour we talked about beds and how confusing it was for you to shop for mattresses. Well, also light bulbs are really confusing, and my guest is Larry Peck, and he has a business called Home to LED, Home to the number 2 LED. And what his business does is they go into your home, and you probably have some incandescent bulbs all around the house still. You have some of the swirlies all around the house, and you probably have some of the newer LEDs, and your house is a mismatch of light bulbs. So what Larry does is they take a inventory of what all the different light fixtures in your home needs, upstairs, downstairs, outside, and then he brings the appropriate LED light bulb and puts them in your house. So that's his job. No ladders for you, no climbing, no bulbs to buy. All you do is just write a check or pay him however.
Credit card or cash.
Okay, so that's Larry Peck. Now, Larry, this has been bothering me because, you know, they said that they were going to stop making the
incandescent
bulb. So, you know, my friend Neil Bortz went and stockpiled his whole garage with incandescent bulbs. But then I can still see them on the shelves today.
Yeah, there's a lot of confusion. So back in 2007, they passed this, and I don't remember the act, but it was a federal law that basically increased the efficiency standards for light bulbs. It didn't make incandescents illegal. Basically, the law said you have to improve the efficiency by at least 25%. To still be able to sell them. So for example, you can still buy a 60 watt incandescent bulb, but it's a 60 watt equivalent bulb, but it actually uses 43 watts, which is like, I think like 28%. So they made it under the law.
Okay, so it's not, your 40 watt incandescent bulb is now your 60 watt incandescent bulb is now a 40.
Right. It has the same brightness as a 60-watt incandescent bulb, but it actually only uses 43 watts.
But you don't have any of the money-saving properties to it.
No. I mean, they save money using 43 watts instead of 60, but they still last about a year or less. Whereas an LED bulb, the bulbs today, most of them last at least 22 years. And when I say last, it's a funny thing. The way they're rated is, and I wish I needed to do some more research. I would figure out how they came up with this. But basically, they said they did testing and said after 22 years, the bulb will still have 70% of its brightness. It's not that the bulb's going to die after 22 years. It's just that it won't be as bright as the day you bought it.
Okay. I know a lot of dim bulbs.
Ooh, ouch. Okay.
Woo.
Yeah.
I've got a new career, people.
Yes.
Okay. Well, since we're talking about saving people money, let's give away the weekend prize pack. That's the McDonald's weekend prize pack. And that's a family 4-pack of tickets to the Log and Timber Home Show. That's March 4th and 5th. And a family 4-pack of tickets to an upcoming Atlanta Gladiators game. That'll be happening right next door. Both at the Infinite Energy Center and Arena. So, Rachel, I'm going to take caller number 3 to our contest line, 404-741-0750. That's 404-741-0750. Caller number 3 is going to win that McDonald's weekend prize pack. So it seems like the whole thing with changing light bulbs is that the EPA, correct?
You mean as far as changing the law?
Changing the law.
The Department of Energy.
The Department of Energy wants to get us to a point that we have a better bulb, a more energy-saving bulb, and then they introduced this ugly little curly Q bulb.
Yes.
Called
Compact fluorescent lamp.
Compact fluorescent lamp. Okay. A lot of times they don't come with just a plain glass covering or plastic over it. It just has the swirlies.
Right. Correct.
And that looks just heinous in a light fixture.
Yeah, it's funny. I when you and I first talked, I think I called it the most hated light bulb ever because people hate them.
What were they thinking?
Well, you have to understand is like, first of all, the LED was actually invented in 1962. So LED technology has been around for over 50 years. But the problem was is that, you know, price is driven by volume. So LED bulbs were still really expensive when they came out with the compact fluorescent bulb. So, I mean, a few years ago, I hadn't bought any LED bulbs because they were still too expensive, but I was able to go to Costco and with a Georgia Power rebate, get a 60-watt equivalent CFL bulb for 50 cents.
Okay.
So, which was a lot less expensive than using an incandescent bulb. But now the prices are basically the same, plus you save a lot more money with LEDs versus CFLs, and they last a lot.
And now the LED bulb has evolved to the point that it looks like an incandescent bulb.
Yes.
Mostly. And my biggest beef with an LED bulb was that it cast a very harsh white color that was very cold feeling. So I didn't want that in my home.
Yeah, the original ones, right now, if you go into a store, you'll see basically they call them soft white, which is equivalent to, warm white, which is equivalent to the soft white that we grew up with. And then they had daylight. Daylight is what you're talking about. Those were the first LEDs. They were very harsh.
They were very harsh and cold and white and fluorescent-y looking.
Yes. So the technology's evolved now that they've got a warmer color, but it's the same brightness as the incandescent, but lasts a heck of a lot longer and a lot more efficient.
Okay, so the LED bulb you have here that you're saying is a warm white.
Yes.
How long can I expect that to last?
Well, again, it's funny where they come up with this stuff. So this bulb here is rated for, 22.8 years. And they do that based on a usage of 3 hours a day. Now, remember what I said before, it's not that it's going to burn out. It's just that the brightness is going to go down. So somehow they came up with 3 hours a day. But bulbs in a kitchen, maybe 3 or 4 hours a day. A bulb in a bathroom, no, probably not. Or in a closet, no.
Or my kids' room that never turn their lights off.
Well, in that case, yes. With your kids, yes, yes, you're going to have a problem there. But in general, it really depends on where you're using the bulb.
Okay,
so,
can you use a dimmer on these LED bulbs?
Yes, but you have to have an LED rated dimmer to do it. So if you have one of those old circle dimmers on the wall that you turn left or right, those aren't rated. Those are just rated for incandescent bulbs. For an LED bulb, you have to replace the dimmer.
Okay. All right, folks, if you have questions for Larry, the owner of Home to LED, and the website is hometoled.com, give us a call, 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. You know, when I was looking at his press information that came over my computer and thinking whether it'd be a good guest or not, I thought, I have such a mishmash of things in my house, different light bulbs that I've put in, you know, some are 5, 10, 15 years old, and they all have a different hue on them and cast different amounts of light, and they all need to be changed out, but I'm not going to get up on a ladder and change out for this LED bulb, I know I'm not going to do it. And so it might be nice if your home had all the same quality of light and a hue or a color spectrum of light that comes out.
Yeah, they have a rating in it, like 2700K and all this stuff, but that's really technical. But basically, yes, it's the rate. There is a number on the bulb that describes like the hue of the color.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we have a light box right before we go to the phones. We have a light box in front of us, and I want to be the button pusher
go
here.
Go for it.
Okay. Now this is the incandescent bulb.
Right. That's a 60-watt incandescent bulb.
Okay. Pretty light.
Right. And right away you can feel the heat coming off.
Oh yeah.
Because with incandescent bulbs, they only use 5% of the energy for actual light. 95% is given off as heat and wasted.
I don't mind that. I'm kind of cold natured. I like it. Okay.
Well, you can pay the power bill then, okay. You know.
And then here's the curly, swirly, ugly light.
Right.
Okay. It's cool to the touch.
Yeah, they do warm up after about 10 or 12 minutes, which is one of the issues with them. If you don't let them warm up and turn them off before they fully warm up, it shortens the lifespan, which is another reason people don't like them.
They're like a violet. They're pretty finicky.
Yeah.
Okay. And then here comes the LED.
Right.
Okay. Now, I told you before we went on the air, I said, I feel like that the LED is a little bit brighter or maybe not as warm. I'm going to scoot back and see. Maybe it's because it's more concentrated into a bulb instead of the way it goes down in the incandescent.
And you're also only about 2 feet away, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you're telling me it has the same... What?
Around the same number of lumens. Lumens is the measurement they use to describe how bright the bulb is.
Okay. Well, we're going to turn these off because I'm blind now.
Okay.
And we're going to take a break and take our calls, 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. If you'd like to speak with Larry Peck from Home to LED. You're listening to Atlanta Living, broadcasting from the Atlanta Home Show at the Infinite Energy Center. We'll be right back. And welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton, and we are broadcasting live from the North Atlanta Home Show, Infinite Energy Center. And if you go to the building next door, you're going to go see the Ringling Brothers
Circus.
Yeah. You're going, you can bring me some cotton candy if you want. But we're having a blast here. Everything you can do to your house inside and out, all the new technology that's out there is broadcast and shown here at the Home Show. Now we are talking about things that are coming out new and trends in lighting as far as the bulbs that you put in it, and the light that shines on your house really gives it a special effect. And that's why we have Larry Peck with Home to LED, and he is sharing with us the new LED technology and how we've come so far from the incandescent to the ugly swirly bulbs and now to our LED bulbs. And I'll just tell you, I hated the first few waves of LED, but now they are warming up, and I just replaced all of them in my bathroom with LED.
Well, it's funny, I think I was telling you before, is that I went from a 60-watt equivalent CFL in my bathroom to a 40-watt equivalent LED, and I can't tell the difference. I mean, I know for a fact the lumens, it's a different brightness, but to me, it seems as bright as the 60-watt equivalent, CFL. So, I guess it's all about perception, but...
And you're going to save a lot of money, and you're not going to be changing light bulbs. Let's go to the phone lines and speak with Wayne. Wayne, you're on WSB. How are you today?
Doing fine, Belinda. How are y'all doing? Hope you've had a good day. Enjoyed your
I've
program.
Had a fantastic day. What you got for us?
I have just bought a new house down in Social Circle, and my two Great Danes do not like the fluorescence in the kitchen family room area. What would you suggest I replace those with?
Well, Wayne, are you talking about light bulbs, or do you have the fluorescent tubes, like the 4 foot long fluorescent tubes?
Fluorescent tubes.
Well, you can go to Home Depot and get a 4-foot-long LED fluorescent tube for $9.97 and replace it yourself.
Okay, is that a calmer light than the LEDs?
One thing with pets is not only that it's the light, but pets also feel the field that the bulb gives off, because okay. With fluorescent bulbs, the electricity is charging a powder inside the bulb, and I'm not a scientist, so I can't give you the exact answer, but I know a lot of pets, they don't like them because they can feel the energy coming off them. But yes, LEDs are definitely different.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right, you're welcome. And plus, that's...
This is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living, sponsored by FMLS.
And welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. How are you, sir?
All right, Belinda, how are you?
Good. Go buy me something. Oh, good. Oh, he wants Neil back with Herman Cain. Together? Oh, I don't know if that's such a good idea. But that'd be great radio. Okay, we are broadcasting live from the North Atlanta Home Show at the Infinite Energy Theater Center. And we are at like Kids and Candy Store. You should see this place packed end to end with everything you can do to the inside and outside of your home, all the latest trends and products that are on the market. And when I say latest and greatest, I'm talking light bulbs right now, and LED light bulbs specifically with Larry Peck. He's the owner of Home2LED, and we're going to take a call. If you have a call for us, 404-872-0750, that's 404-872-0750, you can give us a call. And let's speak with Peggy in Sugarloaf. Peggy, you're on WSB. Let's see, there we go. Peggy?
Hey,
now, Peggy Sugarloaf, you're not far from here. I hope you're coming.
I'm leaving that direction.
I'll take it as a heavy maybe.
That's
how can
right.
we help you?
So I have a 50-year-old house with 50-year-old wiring, and I'm petrified of electrical fires. Are LEDs less stressful on my wires?
Yeah, it's not really less. It's not that it's less stressful on your wiring, but because they're using less watts, then yes, it's putting less of a load, so to speak. It's more or less of a stress on your breaker than anything. But yes, I mean, you are going to be using a lot less electricity going through that wire, so to speak. Does that make sense? Yeah.
My neighbor's house caught fire from an electric fire a couple years ago, so I saw how much damage can be done, and I'm just like nervous ever since.
Well, I got to tell you, a lot of those fires are actually caused by, yes, one, it can be from overloading the circuit, but a lot of times it's caused by squirrels and stuff chewing a wire and causing a short, and then it causes a fire. So typically that's more of the cause than anything else.
Thank you for relieving my stress.
You're welcome.
Okay. All right, Miss Peggy, thank you for calling the show. Now, one of the latest things of products to hit the market is so cool. And Larry, you have it here in front of us. It's an outlet, basically a basic outlet cover that you would have next to the baseboard or in the kitchen. But
yeah, these things, I actually just came across them Monday night, and I called the company Tuesday morning because I was like, well, these things are awesome, because I'm an entrepreneur and I'm an early adopter and I'm a little kid. And these things are made by Snap Power, and their website is snappower.com. And they have two products. They have a LED nightlight that basically it replaces the nightlight that you plug in to the outlet, and it's the cover. And the cover has three LED bulbs at the bottom and a dark light dark sensor, so it doesn't go on until you turn the light out. And as I have one here, and as Belinda can see, it turns on immediately when you cover up the sensor to simulate darkness.
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, when you're on a plane and it's getting ready to crash and they say follow the lights to the closest exit. That's kind of what it looks like.
Actually, it's the same technology that they use on the planes. And they have two products. They've got the night light, they called it the guide light, and then they have a USB charger, which works the same way. And basically, anyone can do this. You don't need an electrician. All you have to do is turn the breaker off to cut the power of the outlet, take the screw out, take the old cover off and just pop this cover in. And the way it's powered is they have two clips that when you push it onto the outlet, the two clips rest on the screws on the side and it's automatically powered. You put the screw back in, turn the breaker back on, you're done. It's literally a 15-second
I can screw in a screw.
Yeah.
If that's all it is.
As long as you turn off the breaker. Make sure you turn off the breaker.
Okay, I can do that.
Yes. But I don't sell these retail. You'd have to buy them through snappower.com. But I do sell them and install them as part of my business.
Okay, but did you give the added feature on the side?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah, one is an LED light and the other one's a USB charger. And this obviously is not for the ones in the hall. These are for outlets on countertops in the kitchen. And what's great about it is you're not taking up one of the outlets with a charger. It has a USB charger built into the bottom of it, so the two outlets are open to plug something else into.
So that's pretty amazing and easy. And why didn't we think of that ourselves before now?
Yes, because you could be retired and I could
be. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so let's talk about how your business works. The customer decides that they're tired of all the mismatched light bulbs in the house, and what do they do?
Well, first of all, you go to our website, home2led.com, and that's home, the number 2, led.com. And there's, as Belinda, you talked earlier, we can come out and do a survey. But most homeowners, we have a survey. If you fill it out online, it saves you $50. And you just download, there's an Excel file you can download or a PDF form. And you just basically go around and count how many different light bulbs you have. And if you're not sure, you can email us, send us a picture. Plus, on the form, we have pictures of all the different bulbs that we have. And the reason we ask people to do this, we know how many we have to bring. I mean, we're going to have all types of light bulbs, but if you have 100 light bulbs, we want to make sure we have 100 to replace. So.
But what about the little lights that I have next to on the kitchen that are so decorative, and that's like the flame tip bulb?
Well,
what about that one?
They just came out with one. You're talking about like the chandelier bulbs?
Yes.
Yeah. They just came. I just saw it the other day. They came out with a clear filament LED chandelier bulb. It's a 40-watt bulb. It's got a mini base, the little chandelier, mm-hmm. and you can see the filament, but it's clear. It's not a soft white. It's not an opaque glass like we have in front of us. So it's a clear bulb, and it's really cool looking. So that's what's so exciting about this stuff. They're constantly coming out with new bulbs to replace existing stuff. Still saves you a ton of money, but they look basically the same.
But if you want to really, and maybe you don't know what you have or you're a little older and can't get around, then you can have Larry or someone from his office come out and they can take an inventory of all the bulbs and keep you off the ladder and see what you need from the outside, above the garage, or what have you.
Yeah, I mean, it's not only ladders. It's people don't understand. Like, people that have these two-story high vaulted ceilings, no ladder's really going to reach it. You have to have a special pole tool to get up there and grab it. Like, I have a 21-foot extendable pole with a special tool on the end of it that grabs the bulb, and you can unscrew it and then put the new one up there. So. Plus, you don't want to mess with the, with breakers and electricity and all that fun stuff. So that's why I'm here.
Oh, excellent. And so you bring the batteries, bring the light bulbs with you. You take care of everything. And so I am going to be light bulb free of changing them for estimate of how long?
Well, let me put it this way. A parent that has a baby and installs the bulb the day they have the baby won't have to change it until at least they're out of college.
Wow.
Yes, or probably longer. Like I say, the estimates that the manufacturers have come out, they're being conservative. Some of these bulbs are saying if you have them in the right conditions or whatever, they could last 30, 40 years. They don't know for sure because, they obviously the bulbs haven't been around that long, but they are able to do testing on them. But yeah, they say some of them could last a lot longer. The can light replacements will last, they are rated for 40 years.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the phone lines. Barbara has waited patiently. Barbara, you're on WSB. How can we help you, sweetie?
Hi, Belinda. I have I have one of those ugly circle bulbs also in my ceiling fan. And I... but it's plug-in, and I have looked everywhere, and I can't find any plug-ins.
So your bulb actually has a prong and plugs in.
Yes, it doesn't screw.
Is it, Barbara, is it have two pins on it or just?
Yeah.
Yeah. That may be, are they like really hot, bright bulbs?
They're just regular bulbs as far as I can tell.
Well, there are some bulbs that they have like what they call a GU24 base. They're two pins that you push them in and you push them in and screw the, and turn them slightly, but those are really, they're harder to find. So you might check on Amazon.com. That's really the best I can tell you, unless I actually saw the bulb.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
Do you really like that ceiling fan?
Yeah, I really like the ceiling fan.
Okay.
You can actually replace just the light kit, probably. You don't have to replace the whole fan. Just get the light kit replaced.
And you never heard of the plug-in bulbs, huh?
No, I've seen the plug-in bulbs, but they're not very popular. They've been phased out from a lot of lights.
Okay, so. Thank you.
All right.
You're welcome.
Thank you, sweetheart. Okay, why don't you tell them about the special promotion if they call your office?
Okay, so what we're offering is a 10% discount on your entire job for the first 100 customers that schedule an appointment to do the home conversion. The first 100 people that respond by February 29th, which is obviously the end of the month.
All right.
So just put WSB when you do the form. Just put WSB in the promo code field, and when we show up, we will knock 10% off your bill.
That's great. Larry Peck, thank you so much.
Thank you.
For joining us and enlightening us on what, get that, enlightening us. on what's going on and in the light bulb field. And that is, give out your website since it's not in front of me.
Again, it's hometoled.com, H-O-M-E, the number 2, LED.com.
All right. Coming up next, Breaking Chews with David Danzig. Stay tuned. Hey, welcome back, y'all, to Atlanta Living. It's time for Breaking Chews. Now, this is our weekly check-in on all the up-to-the-minute breaking news about local restaurants, chefs, festivals. I'm here with my favorite foodie correspondent, David Danzig, of the website BitesAndSights.net, also a food writer for Atlanta Social Season magazine, and, of course, BelindaSkelton.com. So, something has taken over the old wood-fire grill space?
Yeah. I love that place. But, you know, so for the past few years, Justin Anthony, he's quietly operated two of my favorite restaurants in the city. They're sort of under the radar. It's South African influence, 10 Degrees South on Roswell Road.
Yeah.
And then there's Yebo that's in Phipps Plaza. And now all of a sudden, Justin's so busy. He's got a bunch of new projects, including Biltong Bar that just opened in the Ponce City Market. And then he's got the new Cape Dutch, which has taken over the Woodfire Grill space. It's really done. They've done a really nice reboot. The old dining room, it was kind of dark.
Yeah.
Now it's dramatically lightened up. There's like this palette of soothing off-whites and earth tones. And the menu centers around a South African grilling tradition known as braai, B-R-A-A-I.
Okay.
So like the predecessor, Woodfire, there's a lot of burning woods and smoke coming out of their open kitchen. So the South African fusion, it creates these hearty plates. It's a little something for everyone. There's some game like lamb, rabbit, elk. They do a sea bass and salmon. And of course, they do these big steaks, and they're prepared all on the wood grill. So I tried, they do a braai wood roasted whole fish. It was a bronzino. You ever had that?
Oh, yes.
So this is easily my favorite piece of fish right now in the city.
That's the head, the tail, the whole thing.
It was the whole fish, but it was so smoky and the skin was very crispy and so flavorful. I was blown away. My wife had the main lobster, and this is... too. It was smoked. It's so flavorful. It sort of was like every bite was like going on a little vacation
to a
seaside village. And then Chef Philippe Haddad, he was at F&B. He's from Bruges in Belgium. He does this chocolate soup dessert, which is kind of like a Belgian chocolate melted fondue thing. And you can dip toast points. Just fabulous. I mean, do not let the South African part of Cape Dutch dissuade you. These are really familiar flavors to the palate, and it's just a wonderful place for a special occasion or a date night. Great meal out with friends. I would definitely recommend Cape Dutch.
Okay, where can we find you during the week, sweetheart?
My website is bitesandsights.net. Follow me on social media and all of this, and I've got great pictures up at belindaskelton.com about Cape Dutch.
All right, you're listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.